We are beginning tonight Shir and Simon Tzadi Beis. We are up to Sif Ches, which is the last line on page Kuf Chaf Vav, about to turn on to page 252. The Mechaber says in Sif Ches, Hamashtin, one who goes Meiraglayim, Lo Yispalo Ad Sheyishe Kidei Hiluch Arbamos. He should not daven until he waits the time it takes to walk for Amos, Mishum Nitzotzos, because of drippings that come out after he goes Meiraglayim. And then the Mechaber continues, and the opposite is true as well. The Hamispalo, one who davens, lo yashtin ad sheyishe kdei hiluch arba amos. After a person davens, he should not relieve himself of ketanim until he waits the time it takes to walk for amos. Shekol arba amos tfiloso shkuru befiv. Because all four amos, after a person davens, his tfilo is still fluent in his mouth. V'rachoshe merachashin sifvase. And his lips are still moving, he's still continuing his tfilos. Says the Mishnah Berura in Sifkatan Lamed Aleph at the very end of page Kuf Chavav, Hamashtin, Rotolomar Bikeli. It's talking about a person who relieves himself of Meir Aglayim into a vessel, Vinital HaKli, and the Kli is removed right away. The Chol Kiai Gavna She'ein Osir L'Spala Machmas HaMeir Aglayim Gufa. And any scenario in which there's no Isser of davening in front of the Meir Aglayim. Because obviously if a person relieves himself of Meir Aglayim, he can't daven right away because you can't daven in front of Meir Aglayim. The Mechaber is addressing the fact that the person just relieved himself, not the fact that the Meir Aglayim is there. Therefore, we have to come up with a scenario where the Meir Aglayim doesn't cause a problem, like he went into a Kli and that was removed right away. Still, he should wait until the time it takes to walk for Amos before he goes and he davens. Sifkotan Lamed Beis, Sheyishe Kedei, V'achar Arba Amos Sheru Chachomim Shanitzotso Sheba Amoso Kolum Miksuso. After the time it takes to walk for Amos, Chazal evaluated that whatever is dripping out of his aver already got absorbed into his garments, and therefore it's considered gone, and therefore after that amount of time he's able to daven. And the opposite we said is true as well, that one who davens should not relieve himself of Meir Aglayim until he waits the time it takes to walk for Amos. The Mishnah Berura continues in Sifkatan Lamed Gimel on page 252. Rotzalomer, it means to say, Hazman shel hiloch arba amos, the time it takes to walk for amos, aval la'achar sheshoh shirzeh, after a person waited that amount of time, mutter lahashtin, it is permissible to relieve himself of Meir Aglayim, af b'mokom she'espalel, even in the place where he davened. It's a time frame that he should wait, the amount of time it takes to walk, but he doesn't actually have to walk. He could relieve himself of Meir Aglayim in the place where he davened. U'mikom mokom midas chasidus shelo lahashtim b'soch arba amos shetfila. However, there is a midas chasidus not to go Meir Aglayim within 4 amos of where a person was davening. Kosa b'sefer chasidim simet tof tof chof ches she'ein lahashtin olorok b'mokom shekisa damchaya v'ov b'vracha b'od shadam uchusa. A person should not relieve himself of Meir Aglayim, also should not split in a place where he did kisri adam of a chaya v'ov with a bracha while the dam is still covered, so that place has some kind of kedusha. He did the mitzvah of kisri adam with a bracha, and therefore he should not be mashtin and he should not split in that place. Continues the Mechaber in Siftes. Harokek, one who spit, lo yispalo ad sheyisha arba amos. He should not daven until he walks for amos. The Kafachaim explains the reason. This is a worry that maybe there's still some kicho in his mouth, some saliva that's still in his mouth that he should get rid of, and therefore after a person spits, he should wait before he davens for amos. And the opposite is true as well. Hamispalo, one who davens, lo yorok ad sheyisha arba amos. He should not spit after he davens until he waits the time it takes to walk for amos. V'davka l'rtzono, this is davka, a voluntary spitting. Aval im nizdamin lo rok mutter. But if rok, saliva, comes in his mouth that he has to get rid of, that will be permissible. Just stam, optional spitting, there he should wait the time it takes to work for Amos. And the Ramah says, V'ayin l'kamon, simin tzadi zayin. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Lamed Aleph, l'rtzono, this is only if he spits, l'rtzono pirish misha rokek machmas tiul. He's doing it for optional reasons, he just is in the mood to spit, but not that he feels the need to spit. Sifkatan Lamed Hei, v'ayim b'simen tzadi zayim, rotzalomer, means to say, l'fa'am mutter ap b'soch ha'tfila. There the Mechaber discusses times when it is mutter to spit even during tfila. And the Mechaber ends off the simen in Sif Yud and says, Tov litein staka kodem tfila. It is good to give tzedakah before davening. And the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkatan Lamed Vav, Diksiv, because the Pasuk says, Ani b'tzedek echazeh panecha. I with righteousness, like tzedakah, will see your face. So we should see Hashem's face after having given tzedek, after giving tzedakah. Ube'eze kihilos kedoshos niskan haminog litein tzedakah. In some holy congregations, the minog has been established to give tzedakah kishemagia la'aposuk va'osha akovim ufanecha va'ata mosha bakol. When one says those words in Psukei Dezimra, that they give tzedakah. V'yesh mekomo shenohogim lekabet tzedakah be'ez kriyas haTorah. There are places where the minog is to collect tzedakah during kriyas haTorah. V'hu shaloka hogim, that is inappropriate, as well as collecting tzedakah during chazaras hashas, that's also inappropriate. The mevatlin ayidei zeh milishmoa kriyas haTorah v'anias baruch les Hashem. Because through collecting tzedakah during the kriyas haTorah, you are distracting people from hearing kriyas haTorah and from answering baruchu, and the same thing by collecting it during chazaras hashas. If you look at note 38, he points out, ukishein ani okupa tzedakah lufon, if a person gets to those words, and he wants to follow this minug, which we saw earlier was the minug of the Arizal, but there is no poor person, and there is no tzedakah box to put the tzedakah in. The Al-Yirabi says, Shi'esh lahafrish kesef l'tzedakah, v'yashirena b'kiso, he can designate the money for tzedakah and leave it in his pocket. U'begeder shel nesinas tzedakah kodem ha'tfilah, and the boundaries of the giving of tzedakah before tefillah, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, Shu lav dafka nesina la'ani, it's not limited to giving tzedakah, giving poor person money. Elohu adin halvos mos l'chaveru o kol maisa chesed. This tzedakah that we're discussing before davening includes lending someone money or any other act of chesed. There's an inyan to do any of those things before tefillah, according to Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Note 39, he just points out what we said earlier, that the Arizal is brought down as having given tzedakah when he got to these words, Ata Moshel Bakol. And he did it while he was standing. Now we go on to Simon Sadi Gimel. Kodem Sheispalo Tzarech Lishtos, that a person should pause and wait a little before he davens. So we're on page 252, the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Yisha Shoachas Kodem Sheyokum Lihispalo, a person should wait an hour before he starts davening. Kidei Sheyachavin Libolomokum. So he should be in the proper frame of mind. He should be mechaving his heart to Hashem. V'sha'achas acharat tefillah. He should also pause an hour after davening. Shelo tehei niris olav kemasui shememayr lotzei semenu. It shouldn't look like tefillah is a burden and he's running away from davening. Therefore, in preparation, he should pause an hour before davening, and then he should daven for an hour, and then he should wait an hour afterwards so it doesn't look like he's running away. He should have a very busy day with tefillah. And the Mishabura says in Sefkotan Aleph, Sha'achas Talmidei Rabbein Yonah hochichu mi Gemara. The Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah proof from the Gemara. The afa gav de b'chol makom da amrinan sha'a perusho sha'a mu'etas. Even though normally when we say a sha'a, we mean a short amount of time. Hacha perusho sha'achas miyud be shos b'yom. Here we mean mamish an hour. How do they prove from the Gemara? Because the Gemara asks, if the Hasidim HaRishonim would pause an hour before davening, daven for an hour, and then wait for an hour after davening, and they did it three times a day, that's 9 hours taking up of tefillah. So the Gemara asks, how do they have any time to learn? So from that question alone, you see an hour means an hour. If it meant a minute, it meant a little amount of time, then you wouldn't have such a kasha. But the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah Medayek from the Gemara, that it really means an hour, that a person should pause an hour before davening and an hour after davening. But before you get along, you have to see the next line of the Mishabura and Mihu. Zelo Hasidim. This is for the Hasidim, v'lishar om dai b'sha mu'etah sheyishe kodem sheyaschel. But for the rest of us who don't consider ourselves the Hasidim that wait an hour before davening, it's enough to wait a little bit of time before davening to get focused. Shu kidei hiluch shmona tefachim. That amount of time is much less than an hour. It's the time it takes to walk 8 tefachim, which is very little. Kemo shekosuv b'simen tzadi sov sivchof ayin shom. Like we discussed earlier, that a person is supposed to wait the time it takes to walk 8 tefachim, from the time he gets into shul till he davens, according to one of the opinions, that was the pshat of shnei pesachim, so he could focus himself. Kosa b'seder hayom, im yochol l'hisakev ad shelo yishoyer asara b'beis haknesses tovlo ayin shom tamo. The Seder Hayom says that if a person is able to, he should wait in shul to be one of the last 10 leaving shul. Besides that, we know you're supposed to be, there's a big inyan to be one of the first 10. But here we see there's an inyan to be one of the last 10 as well. Look there for his reason. In note number 2, he brings down his reason. Shehainu kidei shehu lo yeh hagorem l'estalkus ha-shechina ha-nimseis v'sheyesh ha-sara. We know when there's 10 people there, so the Shechina is there. So when people are leaving, it's making the Shechina move away. You don't want to be I guess, the number 10th last guy to leave, to make the Shekhinah leave, and therefore you should try to be one of the last, it says 10, but one of the last 9, really, to make sure that you're keeping the Shekhinah there as long as possible. Gam ki ha-yeshiva be-beis ha-kneses hu mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Also, just sitting in the beis ha-kneses is itself a mitzvah. Sivkoton beis she'echavin, we said the reason for the pausing of the hour or the few moments before you daven is so that you should be mechavin libo l'shamayim. Ha'arizal hoyo mispalo mitoch ha'sidr. The Arizal would daven from a sidr, k'dei she'echavin ma'ot, so you should have a lot of kavana. Gam shelo lahavliya nekuda, also so you shouldn't swallow up any of the nekudos. So you'll be focused on all the nekudos. Va'kol lefi ma'ashem margish ha'odam menasho. And that goes according to how each person feels. If you feel you could have more kavana by closing your eyes, close your eyes. If you can have more kavanah by looking in the sitter, you should look in the sitter. One thing is for sure, you shouldn't be looking around outside of your sitter. If you look at note number 3, he points out, the gam v'chazaras hashatz. Also, when it comes to the repetition of Shemoneh Esrei, the Mishabur tells us later on, shenochon lahakshiv mitoch sitter, that it is appropriate to be listening to chazaras hashatz while you're looking at the sitter. Ulekamon hosav b'shem hashla. And later on, the Mishabur brings b'shem the shla, shiyeshem esimim hasidr b'fneim b'shas chazaras hashatz. There are some people who during Chazaras HaShatz have a sitter in front of them. Ve'ineihem v'libam sham, and their eyes and hearts are in the sitter. Shelo yiru achutza, that they shouldn't look outside. Ve'oz mechavnim al kol mila v'mila. And that way they are able to be mechavim to every word that's being said by the Chazan. Note number 4, we see a very interesting thing. Nogeya to Purim, a great diuk from the Gra, from the Gilas Esther, a rem is that you should daven from the sitter. So if you look on the fourth line, he writes, the rem is lazeh, a rem is to daven from a sitter, kosa b'sefer evin shoyma b'shem ha-gra ala posuk. Here's the pasuk in Megillah's Esther. It's not such a known pasuk because it's towards the end of the Megillah. It says, u'bevoa lifnei ha-melech, omar im ha-sefer yoshuv machshato ha-ra'a. So I looked at the pasuk. This is how Rashi explains the pasuk in Megillah's Esther. U'bevoa lifnei ha-melech, and when she came in front of the king, when Esther came in front of the king, Omar, the king said, Im ha-sefer yoshuv mashato ha-ra'a, that through writing we should send out letters to undo the original bad thoughts. That was the Megillah summarizing at the end, after Haman was killed, that Achashverosh said to send out letters to undo the letters that were previously sent out. However, the Gra wants to learn like this, that bevoa lifnei ha-melech, that when you come in front of the king to daven, Omar im ha-sefer, you should speak to Hashem from looking at a sefer, from looking at a sitter, and the melo yoshuv machshavto ha-ra'a, and that will return your bad thoughts. Sha'akavona she'yispalu mitoch ha-sefer, v'oz yashuvu machshavosav ha-ra'a. So that will get you to focus and get rid of your bad thoughts. You'll be able to focus on the davening, a remez of the gra from the Gilas Esther, to daven mitoch ha-sidr. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Beis, Lo yamod l'hispalel elo be'ema v'achno. A person should not get up to daven unless he is in a state of ema, of fear, v'achno, and humility. Lo mitoch schok v'kalus rosh, not from laughter and lightheadedness, udvarim b'teilim, v'lo mitoch kas, not from wasting words and not from getting angry, elo mitoch simcha, rather, he should get up in joy. Which is seemingly a steer from what he said before, which the Mishnah will address. First he said you should get up to davening be'em of achno. Now he says you shouldn't get up mitoch kas or slogas rosh, rather mitoch simcha. Well, is it ema or is it simcha? So we'll see the Mishnah Berurah momentarily. What is an example of simcha? Kigon divrei tanchumim shel Torah, like the comforting words of the Torah. For example, samach l'geulas Mitzrayim, like you do in Shacharis and Mariv, o samach l'tehila l'David, or close to Ashri, like you do at Mincha. Shekosuvo ritzon yirei av yasa, that Hashem does the ratzon of the ones who fear him, and shomer Hashem es kol o'avav, that Hashem guards those who love him. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if katan gimel, you should get up be'em of achna, shenemar, as the pasuk says, ivdu es Hashem b'yira. Hainu, hatfila shehilonu bimkom avoda, ivdu, serve Hashem, the avoda we have nowadays is tfila, asu osa b'yira, ivdu es Hashem b'yira, means serve Hashem through tfila, with fear, therefore one should get up out of fear to daven. Sivkot and Dalad, the Mishnah Berurah says, lo mitoch, all these other things, rather mitoch simcha. Ratzalomer, what the Mishnah Berurah, what the Mechaber means to say, says the Mishnah Berurah, the mitzvah min ha-mukhar she'ein omdem elo mitoch ema v'achna. The best way, the mitzvah ha-mukhar, is to get up for tefillah through fear and through humility. Elokeivan de'ein kol echad yochal li'zohir. But since not every person is able to be so careful about that, lahachnis b'libu achna v'ema, it's not so easy to put your fear of Hashem and your humility in front of you, in front of Hashem, when you get up to daven. So al kol panim, at the very least, lo yispalo mitoch schok, you at least should not daven out of laughter. Elo mito simcha shel mitzvah. But at least if you can't do the hachnoah and the ema, so at least do a mito simcha shel mitzvah through limud haTorah. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Siv Gimel. Ein omdim lehispalo mitoch din velo mitoch halacha. A person should not get up to daven from paskening a din Torah and not mitoch halacha. Not referring to the Mishnah Berurah. Shelo yehei libo torid ba, so that a person's heart should not be torid in the discussions of the din or the halacha. Elo mitoch halacha psuka. You should get up to daven only mitoch halacha psuka, from clear cut paskening halacha. The Rama says, "V'hainu nami k'mo mitoch simcha." This is also like getting up mitoch simcha. Ki pekudei Hashem yisharim misam chelev. Because you know the Torah makes the heart rejoice, and therefore getting up mitoch halacha psuka is also getting up mitoch simcha, and therefore that's the way a person should enter into his tefillah, through halacha psuka. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Hey, halacha psuka, she'ein ba iyun v'lo machlokas, where there's no iyun going on, and there's no major machloksim going on, kedei shelo yitarid ayideza b'tefillah. We don't want that while he's davening, he's thinking about the chakira that he just heard, and he can't concentrate on his davening, he's too busy with the chakira. Umikom akom im osak b'pilpul halacha. But if he just heard a nice pilpul shir, v'ischilu atzibur l'spal, all of a sudden they give a clap for Ma'ariv, and he's in the middle of thinking about the pilpul shir, yispalel imohem. It's not the ideal way to go into tefillah, but if that's when the minyan is davening and you're coming out of a pilpul halacha, you still should daven with them. Ubiprat achshav she'ein lechavnen kol kach b'tefillah. Certainly nowadays, when anyway we don't have such great kavana when we're davening, so if your distraction is going to be through pilpul, okay, it's not the worst thing in the world to be distracted during davening, because anyway we get distracted during our davening. V'lo yisiru elo lechatchila shelo yasuk b'pilpul kodem atfila. This is just a din lechatchila, that a person lechatchila should not be osik in pilpul before he's davening. But if he already was, now the davening starts, he should go ahead with his tefillah. We did have an interesting shaila way back when, if you remember, the notes touch upon it over here, that we said you're also not allowed to think thoughts of Torah when you're in the bathroom, in the Beis HaMerchatz, and there we had a big discussion. So do you have this limitation? By tefillah, you can't learn any pilpul before you daven, because your mind might be on it during your tefillah. So maybe also you shouldn't learn any pilpul before you go to the bathroom, because your mind might be on it. And we don't see that. We don't see that limitation. We asked that question way back when, and we answered. If I remember correctly, the answers that we said were along the lines that during tefillah, besides that we don't want to have the thoughts of Torah in the bathroom, but we want to have the thoughts of tefillah. So you're going to be lacking in the thoughts you're supposed to have. When you go to the bathroom, so if you're an Ones and you think thoughts of Torah, okay, but at least you're not missing the thoughts you're supposed to have, because there are no thoughts you're supposed to have. You're only not supposed to think of Torah. If you're an Ones, you're an Ones. So if you had Torah before and you're Ones thinking about it, okay, so at least you don't lose out what you're supposed to be thinking about. But by Torah, it's not only that you're being Ones and thinking the thoughts of Torah that you shouldn't be thinking, you're losing out on the thoughts of tefillah. And therefore, this limitation is only a din in tefillah, and we did not apply it to going to the bathroom or going to the Beis HaMerchatz. And the Mechaber says, to finish up the siman, Sif Dalad, Ha'osek b'tzarchei tzibur ka'osek b'torah dami. One who is busy in tzarchei tzibur, he is like being osek in Torah. What does that mean? Perish, meaning to say, le'inyan lamod mitocho lehispalel. In terms of getting up from it to daven, the same way you should get up from learning Torah to daven, you can also get up from being osek b'tzarchei tzibur to daven. Shegam zo simcha hilo she'osek b'tzarchei tzibur. The same way Torah makes you happy, when you're doing tzarchei tzibur, you're helping out the klal, it also makes you happy and puts you in a state of simcha to daven properly. That's one pshat in what it means. Second pshat, the Mechaber says, v'yesh mefarshim, da'haynu le'inyan de'eno tzarech lifsok lehispalel. Others say that the pshat is that osek b'tzarchei tzibur is osek b'torah, meaning that you don't have to, de'eno tzarech lifsok lehispalel. You don't have to stop in the middle to daven, just like if you're being osek b'mitzvah, you're patur min ha-mitzvah, so if you're osek b'tzarchei tzibur, you have to daven. My question on this Mechaber was very simply, I looked around, I didn't see anyone discussed it, but if we look later on, the halacha is that we do stop our Talmud Torah to daven. So the Mechaber here, according to the second pshat, is saying, Osei b'tzarchei tzibur is like being Osei b'Torah, that you won't interrupt for davening. But we do interrupt Torah for davening. Unless what the Mechaber means over here is, as we'll see later in the Mechaber, that someone who's Tarasu Umnasu, like Rosh Hashanah Bar Yochai and his friends, they were not interrupting their learning for davening. So maybe the Mechaber is referring to that when Osei b'tzarchei tzibur is Osei b'Torah dami, like those on that level that don't have to interrupt it. Because for us, we're mechuyev to interrupt it. That's the only way I could make pshat in this mechaber. But says the Mishnah Bura in Sivkatan Vav, the first pshat was l'inyan lavo mitochol ispalel, that being osek b'tzarech yitzibur is like being osek in Torah, that just like you should get up from Talmud Torah to tefillah, so too you should get up from being osek b'tzarech yitzibur to davening. Ubilvad shiye domer lahalocha psuka, as long as it's tzarech yitzibur you're involved in is like halocha psuka, it's clear cut. Again, that's tzarech yitzibur, that as you get up to daven, you can be thinking about the whole machlokas that was just going on at the board meeting, so that would not be a good meeting to daven afterwards. So just like by Torah, we want it to be clear-cut, so you're not thinking about the Torah during the tefillah, so too, if it's tzarech yitzibur, which can get sometimes heated and very deep, you don't want to go into from one of those meetings into tefillah either. But still, one should not be mevatel tefillah b'tzibur because of this. Certainly, if zman tefillah is going to pass, you shouldn't miss tefillah b'tzibur. You certainly shouldn't miss zman tefillah, even if you were at a meeting of tzarech yitzibur that would have your mind thinking about it, just like we saw before. By Torah, if you heard a pilpul shir, now they start davening, you also should not be mevatel tefillah b'tzibur because of the possibility that you'll be thinking about other things. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayder Sivkatan Zayin. In the second shot, we said in the Mechaber Yesh Mefarshim Dehainu Leinyan Deinu Tzarech Lifsok Leispalel. Some say when we say Osei B'Tzarech Yitzibur is like being Osei B'Torah, it means that you won't have to stop your Tzarech Yitzibur in order to daven. Rather, we'll say Osei B'Mitzvah Patim Na'Mitzvah. Sivkotan Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says V'Chein Pasu Achronim. That's how the Achronim Paskin, that when one is Osei B'Tzarech Yitzibur, he does not have to stop to daven. We would say Osei B'Mitzvah Patim Na'Mitzvah. Sivkotan Ches Leispalel. Look at note number 8 first. We'll just read part of note 8. Talking about osek b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah, v'rofei o achos, a doctor or a nurse, v'kadoma or someone similar to EMT, sha'asukim b'tipul chola, they're taking care of a sick person. Rishon Zalman Orbach writes, shim achola zokuk achsho v'tipulim. If the sick person needs to be taken care of right now, peturim mikriyashma u'tfila, the doctor, the nurse, the EMT, they're patur from kriyashma and tfila, v'osir lahem lahafsik asatibul, and it's forbidden for them to stop their dealing with the chola, ach she'ein ha-tipul nochutz b'rega zeh. However, if the dealings are not necessary this moment, v'yecholim lahastik b'litirch, and it'd be very easy to take a break, then yafsiku k'dei likro kriyashma u'lispalel v'yasru l'tipulim. Then they should take a break, obviously, but if they don't miss out on taking care of a chola because you want to daven, the chola comes first. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Ches, v'afilu im yavur zman tfila, so much so that tzarech yitzibur override tfila, that even if you will miss zman tefillah, we'll still say osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. Im ein sham mishi yeshal elahu. If there's no one that could take over, you have this tzarech yitzibur that you must take care of, so you must do it even if you'll miss zman tefillah. V'ayin la'el simen ayin, where we discuss this in greater detail. Then the Mishnah Berurah says v'ein tzarech lehispalel mincha shtayim b'shvil tashlumei shachris. Here's a very important point, not so pashut. The Mishnah Berurah says, and if you were dealing with tzarech yitzibur by shachris, and you missed it, you missed man shachris altogether, you don't need to daven mincha twice to make up for shachris. Why? Shekevan shebishas chovaso. Since at the time of chiyav of shachris, hoya potter mimeno min adin, you were potter because of osei b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah, ein tzarech lo tashlumin klal, you don't need to make it up at all. But it's not so pashut. If you look at the Shaar Tzion in Oz Tes, he writes, this is the pshat of the Magen Avraham, udrisha b'yordei ha-shinim aleph, unekudos ha-kesef v'shar achronim, delo kitaz l'kamon b'simen kufches. This is against the taz later on. The Stipe has a beautiful piece in Brachos where he explains the Machlokas. If you look in the back of the Sefer, on note number 12, page 25 in the back of the Sefer, or you can just listen, it's very short. The Bir Machlokosam, the Machlokas of the Prish and the Taz, the Stipe explains as follows. That what is the gedder of Osek B'mitzvah, Patur Min Ha-Mitzvah? You're being Osek in a Chola or Tzarech Yitzibur, and you're Patur from Tefillah. How do we understand that exactly? So the Stipler says, Shedas HaDrisha, according to the Drisha, it says you don't have to Achiv Tashlumim, Sheosek B'mitzvah, Patur Min Ha-Mitzvah, who begedder Ptur Mamish. It's Kipshuto, Osek B'mitzvah, you are Patur from the Mitzvah. So the same way in Onain, someone who had a relative who died, he wasn't Chayiv in Tefillah during that Tkufa, and now the mace died at 4 in the morning, and the kfura happened at 2 in the afternoon, so you miss shachris. There's no tashlum in a mincha because he was totally potter. He was an onain. So too over here, anyone who's being osek b'mitzvah, potter b'mitzvah, there's no tashlum because you were potter. Tashlum is only when you were chayiv, but you couldn't do it because you were an onay, so you were shogi. But if you're potter, there's no tashlum, and that's how the preacher understands it. However, the Taz holds according to the stipler, shumitam shu onus be'esek harishon. Even though we say the expression Oseg b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah, it doesn't really mean patur min ha-mitzvah. It means you don't have to do it because you're an ones. And therefore, v'odom onos chai b'dashlumin, if you're an ones or a shogeg, that's v'dafka where you have tashlumin. And therefore, the Taz argues and says, there would be tashlumin when you were oseg b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah, and you miss all zman shachris, you would say mincha twice. One other interesting note over here, note number 11, on what we said at the end, that since it was, you were potter the whole zman of the chiyuv, there's no tashlumin. So note number 11, he writes in the back of the sefer, that later on, the Mishabur writes, shegam bezen nochon shiyashum es atfilo shehichzir, that even though the Mishabur is passing like the preacher that you do not have to do tashlumin, the Mishabur comes out later on that it is appropriate to do tashlumin, achrak betoras nedava, but you should do it as a voluntary tefillah, v'yachadesh badava, you should say something new in it, we'll get to all this later. V'im hischa lasok betzarchei tzibur, acharei shegiyaz man hatfilah. However, if you only got involved in the tzarchei tzibur, they called you up for the meeting at 10 o'clock, about 10 o'clock. They called you up at 8:30. You usually daven at the 8:30 minyan. They called you up at 8:30, so you couldn't daven, and the meeting went till 12. But you could have davened at 6, at 7, at 8. You could have davened all those times. So then you're chayv and tashlumin according to everyone. Because that which we say possibly, oseg b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah, that you were totally putter, is that the whole zman tefillah you were putter. Not if the last 2 hours of zman tefillah you were putter. So if you were chayv in the beginning, even if you didn't daven then, you don't normally daven them, but you had a chiyuv on you, then for sure there's tashlumin. The only tzad according to the priest is no tashlumin, is you mamish oseg b'tzarchei tzibur, oseg b'mitzvah, the entire zman tefillah, and there was never a chiyuv on you whatsoever. There will say that you're oseg b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah, and there will be no tashlumin. We'll stop here and we will start the next siman, Mitzvah Shem. Tomorrow the shiur is at 6 o'clock.